Only bitter regrets remain, August 27th. The joy of our heart is ceased, our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head, woe unto us, that we have sinned. Multitudes are attracted by a life of selfish and sensual pleasure. They cannot discern the hidden dangers or the fearful ending of the path that seems to them the way of happiness. Through the indulgence of appetite and passion, their energies are wasted, and millions are ruined for this world and for the world to come. The true Christian will not desire to enter any place of amusement or engage in any diversion upon which he cannot ask the blessing of God. He will not be found at the theater, the billiard hall, or the bowling saloon. He will not unite with the gay waltzers, or indulge in any other bewitching pleasure that will banish Christ from the mind. When we come to the final hour, and stand face to face with the record of our lives, shall we regret that we have attended so few parties of pleasure? That we have participated in so few scenes of thoughtless mirth? Shall we not, rather, bitterly regret that so many precious hours have been wasted in self-gratification, so many opportunities neglected, which, rightly improved, would have secured for us immortal treasures?